Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Tonight we have God's servant in the house ready to bless us. I'm sure that it's going to be a glorious night, and by the grace of God, I must say that I usually find it a little bit difficult to reach out to people. I find it hard generally as a person to reach out to people. Like I share with myself, feel me? I don't know how to reach out to people. I would rather somebody help me do that and just get it up. But there are certain times it is your responsibility to reach out. And you just have to. And Apostle Femi has been one of those persons, one of those servants of God that is easier to reach out to. Yes, I must say that it's been easier to reach out to him and just connect with him, you know. And that relationship has been very beautiful. Yes, I've seen him as a true brother and a true friend. He's just that man that I can say I believe the call of God upon his life, and I love his approach to things. With a good God bless you and a heart of honor. Potter's Transformation Christian Center. If you want to receive God's servant, can you celebrate God's servant tonight? As we bring to the microphone, Apostle Femi Lazarus.
Amen, amen, amen. What a great God we serve. Can we lift our hands to heaven and bless the name of the Lord from the very depth of our heart? Let everything within you bless him. Tonight is a night that is a very special appointment with destiny. And I want us to be very much alert. As touching what the Lord is said to do, let everything within you bless him. Come on, you can make it louder and better. Louder and better. Louder and better. Louder and better. Shake out Abalaka Brafra de Rogushit. Oh, we bless your holy name. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your holy name. Oh, we bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Thank you, Father. For only you can call a feast like this. Thank you for the things you have done from the first day of this meeting. For all the amazing vessels that you have used in ways no words can describe. What a great joy, Lord. And we thank you for the shepherds of this house, for the heart you have given them. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's give the Lord a big, big hand. Amen. You may please be seated. I want us to sit down so we don't mix things up. Let me state that I am currently at a phase in ministry where the season of being everywhere, most places ministering, is not really that phase for us as a ministry now. Well, whichever phase it is, your pastor is one of those individuals that he can't call me and I say no. Never. And when I understand the implication of words. This man is a servant of God. And I honor you, son, ma. Honestly, when I entered and I saw the reception, I was like, wow. So much is going on here. So much. Your pastor and his dear wife are laborers. They are laborers. They are laborers. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. And one of the reasons why this place is so dear to my heart is because of your pastor and his wife's heart. You see, I've been around for a little while. When a generation is blessed with this heart, you treasure that relationship for life. Are you following what I'm saying? I treasure this relationship with you, Sanma, and I love you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Please be seated, pastors. Amen. For me, for someone like Pastor Mavis to say come, then come again, it is a privilege never. It means I must be somehow doing something right. And amen. Yes, and for me it is a privilege. It is a privilege. And so good to see you guys once again. Amen. Tonight, I was watching Pastor while I was coming. And I saw that there is a very strong burden in the direction of his teaching. But I'm going to start from a different angle tonight. And I'm going to do more of teachings. Just that at some point, there's going to be a switch in the atmosphere. And it's going to move into a prophetic teaching. Is that okay now? And when it gets to that point, we yield the service to the... He's in charge already, but I will get out of the way. Because there are things that God needs to do that can't wait. There are people who are in this meeting who are at the last phase of the phase that they are in now. And there's about to be a breaking forth into something new. So it is important that people like that, the activation does not delay. Is that okay now? Thank you, Father. Now, listen. One of the most important things that can happen to anybody to prosecute destiny in its fullness and riches or richness is that you have what is called the spirit of light and revelation. Now, if you look at the book of Obadiah, Obadiah chapter number 1. I'm going to start the reading from verse 17. Obadiah chapter number 1 from verse 17. Please listen attentively. Obadiah chapter number 1 verse 17 says, "But upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. And then the house of Jacob shall what? Possess their possession." Verse 18 now. "The house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame. But the house of Esau shall be stubble, and they shall kindle them and devour them. And no savior shall remain of the house of Esau." My God. "For the Lord has spoken it. And they of the south shall possess the mount of Esau, and they of the plain of Philistines shall possess the field of Ephraim and the fields of Samaria, and Benjamin shall possess Gilead, and the captivity of the host of the children of Israel shall possess that of the Canaanites even unto Zarephath, and the captivity of Jerusalem which is in Sepharad shall possess the city of the south." Can we read verse 21 together? 1, 2, 3, go. "And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's." Can we read it again? 1, 2, 3, go. One more time, loud and clearer. So the Lord is saying that there is an emergence of a species of individuals. They are not people who are just trying to get, while miracles are really wonderful and they will still happen and they have happened in this meeting. But God is saying that the class of these people, please listen well. He called them by a name that if you want to look at it from the New Testament parlance, you would want to feel that this is a bit of overstretch. That God will say saviors. That is, those whose emergence terminate the works of the devil. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen to what I'm saying. It is not just enough that God is liberating us from the powers of darkness. He is making us saviors. That to our account, some people who should have died young will live longer. I don't know if I've shared this story with you before. Years back, I returned from church on a Sunday afternoon, went on my knees to pray. And as I went on my knees to pray, I saw in a vision a car matching someone's head, someone close to me. So I stayed there in the place of prayer. Lord, I cancel this. And you know when you intercede, you don't stand until the burden lifts. I was still there praying and crying my heart out. Because what I saw, there was a clear indication that this one, it seems to be a sealed matter, something that will require a lot of aggression. And while I was still praying, a call came to my phone from an orphanage home I was pastoring. And they said, "Pastor, wherever you are now, be on your way down." What happened? They said, "One of your boys, a car's, he had an accident." My God. So I quickly picked my Bible, got up, went there. And when I got to the house, I saw this boy on the ground with his skull opened. They were gathering around him. About probably 7 to 9 year old boy. So I said, "What happened?" They said they had some guests. One of them gave him, I think, 5 naira as at then. 5 naira used to be good. Gave him 5 naira. The boy went through a hole in the fence to go buy biscuit. And as he was about to cross the road, a car, a bus, did not see him on time because of his height. He was already in front of the bus when the bus driver had to match the brake. And on that impact, the bus somersaulted. It was the door of the boss that struck his head and opened the head. I looked at that boy on the ground in a pool of blood. White. I went to where they said, why didn't you? You know, when it comes to head trauma, you don't just... What did you do? I sent him to the hospital. But I remember I was praying. At least, this matter had reached a level. I went to where they laid, where they put the boy, held the head together, cried my eyes out. I said, now we can take him to the hospital. The following day, they discharged him. Now, listen. You must understand, at certain level, your prayer life is not just about you. Lives now depend on the fact whether you will bend the knee in prayer or not. At a level, it may be that you want to have excellent spiritual life. But at a level, some may die. That is, you may get to heaven and you are charged for murder. What did I do? I didn't kill anyone. But listen, Ezekiel 33 verse 7. There is a lot of things, a lot of destinies, a lot of lives depending on whether we will be sharp or dull spiritually. Ezekiel 33 verse 7. Look at this. So thou, O son of man, I have what? Set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. That is, there is a verdict on our lives. I have set you as a watchman unto the house of Israel, that you should be spiritually sharp enough to hear the word from my mouth and warn the people. There is a level where it is about God, give me this, give me that. But there is a level where if saviors don't emerge from families, they'll begin to bury people every year. Now listen, do you think the devil is stupid to be fighting you the way he's fighting you just for you? Do you think the devil is an idiot to face you with everything at his disposal just for you? No. It is because he knows, if I can allow this one rise, if this one can manage to have a prayer life, why do you think your prayer is under attack? Why do you think you can, you struggle to now read the Bible for a day? Why is the attack that much? It is because he wants to stop the emergence of saviors. It is because he wants to stop the emergence of, and many, the unfortunate thing is that many of you still think that it is about you. That's the unfortunate thing. Many of you say, I don't know the reason why. I don't know why the devil seems to be coming after me. I don't know why. Why me? Why can't? Why not you? Why not you? Do you have an idea of who you are? Do you know the power backing you up? Do you know who you are? Moses could have been saying, why me? Why was it that when I was born, that's when they were killing all the males? A captivity of over 400 years was going to come to an end to your account. And you think the devil will fold his hands and watch. Somebody is currently on wheelchair. That if the person will ever get up on wheelchair, it will be to your account. Somebody is currently blind. That if these eyes will see, it will be to your account. Jesus and his men met a guy. He was born blind. The disciples looked at him and said, it is impossible for this kind to be, except that someone has sinned. Who has sinned? Is it this guy or his parent? Jesus said, not this kind. This one is so that the glory of God will be made manifest. I beg you in the name of Jesus, you better start fighting the good fight of faith. Because there is somebody somewhere who may die untimely, but the life will depend on your spiritual precision. That you can go to a place and shake hands with a person. And shake hands. Just shake hands. And by shaking hands, the spirit of death disappears. And give way. Because someone carrying life in excess and abundance has come. That somebody may be a caterer who is cooking. And because of the abundance of life in the atmosphere and domain, you serve someone's food. Are you following what I'm saying?
and cancerous cell that is already forming dies to your account. You must understand that this is the reason why we do what we do. The devil is working overtime.
So when we show up for a meeting like this, and we say a meeting can change your life, it is not a way to promote meeting, it is true. That we say, come for this meeting, your life will never remain the same. Listen to what I'm saying. By the virtue of being in this meeting, you are implicated. It is too late, and you are going to see it happen. Many of you will leave this place, and you will discover that that which has hindered your prayer life is not as strong as it seemed to be. It has not just confronted a level of priesthood higher enough to kill it in one night. You will leave this place and discover that prayer is actually a possibility. Are you following what I'm saying here? I said, are you following what I'm saying here? I was preparing for a meeting, one of our meetings, just some days back, and the Lord showed me a scripture. And he said, lead my people to pray about this. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 2, God gave Adam an instruction. Just follow me. He gave him instruction as touching all the fruit in the Garden of Eden. He said, every tree there, they are good for food, and you can freely eat of them. He said, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, don't eat of it. For in the day that you eat of it, you will what? You will surely die. But you know what happened in Genesis 3? Eve went and yielded to the voice of the serpent, then the man to the voice of his wife, and ate of that fruit. But something really happened. After God came to tell them the consequence of what they had done, the Bible said that God appointed cherubims with flaming sword that turns on every side to guard the garden. To make sure that the garden is, number one, so that they will not go and eat of the tree of life and be eternally sealed in doom. That is God's mercy. But I perceive that there are some of us who no longer have access to the spiritual reality you used to have access to. There used to be days that you, this same you, before you sleep in one night, you catch heavenly visions of things that are about to happen. Where did those things go? Where did the power of prophecy go? That in meeting you'll be there, and before the man of God comes, God would have opened your eyes. Some of you will even go as far as knowing what he will preach on. Where did that reality go? What changed it? Suddenly, the same person who used to have unrestricted access and body for soul, if you hear him talk, the only thing he now talks about is crypto. And you are amazed. How did we move from souls to crypto? You are now wondering, the same Christian that you still in prayer for 10 minutes, your heart is on fire. You can't tell by what authority. Now this guy stands there for 30 minutes and you are brought to hell. What shut the door against that reality? What changed? And all of a sudden, the burdens God was trusting you with, that you know I'm going to deliver nations through you. And like God called Abraham out and Lot followed him. And God stopped speaking concerning Abraham. God began to speak about his seed. When did God change the things he was saying and yet you are not aware? Somebody's eyes of understanding is opening tonight so that you can contend for the original. Listen, in your lifetime, the plan can change many times over and you are not even aware. And God is saying, maybe I can still use this guy for this. And he's not even prepared for that. We know the original is not possible. Maybe at least for this, he's not ready. And God is saying, let's check. What about this? And check all the old thing. The devil has so made sure that he has formed edge around him. It is at a level. Listen to what I'm saying, though. It is at a level that the devil is looking for occasion to bring a person to fall and stumble. There are people who are at a level where the devil now has the key to the door. It doesn't matter how hot the meeting is. When the door is shut, he say, where we stop from? Let's continue from there. But somebody is coming out tonight. I said somebody is coming out tonight. Somebody is coming out and breaking into a level of spiritual fervency. Somebody is breaking into a level of spiritual fervency. A level of contention by the Spirit.
Where God will say, where we stopped some 3 years ago, we can now continue from there. There was a process that began, and the process stopped. There seemed to be no announcement. But because it is important, at least a savior should emerge.
And one of the ways the devil succeeds in doing this is that it blocks people's eyes of revelation. It blocks their eyes of understanding that they are in the midst of death and they are not aware. This is the reason why we say pray, but they can't see why they should pray. They can't see why. It is not because there is nothing to pray about. But until that veil is cut out, you won't see it. That the eyes of your understanding may be flooded with light. One of the greatest miracles that can happen to a believer is that understanding comes. Understanding is far from knowledge. You can be knowledgeable and still down. When there is understanding, there is establishment. Through wisdom, a house is built. But by understanding, it is established. Listen to what I'm saying. If your eyes ever get open once to see the weight of your destiny, you will never allow the devil for a day. The reason why you are still romancing him is because you have not seen. How many people are going to see tonight? And you will enter into a dangerous level of spiritual militancy, a dangerous level of contention, a dangerous level of warfare. Listen, spiritual life is a warfare. The most powerful force of darkness on earth are out against a man getting it right spiritually. So when I ask you to pray, you see, you will pray dross out of your spirit. Some of you are now having a spiritual life that is now coated with different things. Those layers, are you following what I'm saying here? When I ask you to pray, the kind of burden that will bet a meeting for 20 days is not a small burden. Are you following what I'm saying here? That at the end of this meeting, we have more than healing. Our spirit man has been repaired. Repaired to the place of fire. Listen to what I'm saying. There are many of you under the sound of my voice that the level at which you are now, if you continue there, you cannot be the man God called. So what I'm talking about is not a joke. There are many of you seated, you know yourself, that if my life continues like this, I can never be what God showed me in vision. So that day will not come that you call your children and say, what God showed me, I can't be that man anymore. But maybe God will use you. Before he gets to that point, it is good that a man bears his yoke in the days of his youth. Whether you are called, some of you might be called to ministry, but you know that there seems to be something contending for the oil. David lamenting for Saul said, Saul had died like a man who was not anointed with oil. When I ask you to pray, will you pray? When I, are you still seated? When I ask you to pray, will you pray? I will give you a minute to check you out. Pray, listen. You will pray coldness out of your spirit. Get wild. Ayakate. Blessed be the God of David. He's teaching my hands to walk and my fingers to fight. Blessed be the God of David. He's teaching my hands to walk and my fingers to fight. Blessed be the God of David. He's teaching my hands to walk and my fingers to fight. My hands will walk. My fingers will fight. My hands will walk. And my fingers will fight. My hands will walk. My fingers will fight. My hands will walk. And my fingers will fight. My hands will walk. My fingers will fight. My hands will walk. And my fingers will fight. Blessed be the God of David. He's teaching my hands to walk and my fingers to fight. Blessed be the God of David. He's teaching my hands to walk and my fingers to fight. My hands will walk. My fingers will fight. My hands will walk. My fingers will fight. My hands will walk. My fingers will fight. My hands will walk. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Sit down for a minute. Lion roar. Eagles fly. Eating you. You were meant to fly. Lion roar. Come on, give me volume. Eagles fly. Eating you. You were meant to fly. Lion roar. Eagles fly. Eating you. You were meant to fly. Lion roar. Eagles fly. Eating you. You were meant to fly. Lion roar. Eagles fly. Eating you. You were meant to fly. Lion roar, eagles fly, eating you, you were meant to fly. Lion roar, eagles fly, eating you, you were meant to fly. Lion roar, eagles fly, eating you, you were meant to fly. Lion roar, eagles fly, eagles fly, eating you, you were meant to fly. Pray away the activities of the devil. Pray it out. Pray it out. Saviors shall emerge out of Zion. Saviors shall emerge. Saviors shall emerge. Saviors shall emerge. Not captives. Saviors, saviors, saviors. An emergence of Savior. We cause an uproar. Let the chains of darkness break. Elakaida makaya, aile poko prete, epala kaite bila kaite, etiga bateke, sura ikabende kopai, sura kaide poisanya, saida mai kepule, epele kupai, epele dis, epele tonte. The emergence of saviors. Hey. Elakai, Asteble Kepaye, Estibla Kapate, Epinokaye, Epinakaizo, Epinakis, Epinakai, Subai Sabata. Call to an end the reigns of darkness. Step out of the darkness of shame. You have loved yourself in. Shai Kadaba Salekedeshu. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Aida Kafede. Sit down for a minute. Sit down for a minute. All over the world, your spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord.
As the waters cover the sea,
solemnly, all over the world, your spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord.
As the waters cover the sea.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Now hear me. Hear me, hear me, hear me. There are some of you here that the weight of the call upon your life, a generation depends on it. And there's been contention for the oil. Help them, help them. There's been contention by a mark of fire across this entire place. Let such individuals be set free and empowered. Let there be an outbreak of fire as I speak from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I charge Pentecost fire. Break loose. Let the fountains of the deep be loose. Let saviors arise. Let saviors arise. Saviors. Saviors. By a mark of fire. By a mark of fire. By a mark of fire. Let saviors arise. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Sakata balakate. Ekepo takabade kete. Ekete bokotai. Let the fountains of the deep be broken. Sale kapata, sale makaide, sale metende, ekande mokotai. Likombrebe kotaye, eseble ketebo dokote, wiki bones, lekembrobo kotai. Let the apostles be set on fire. Fire! Elakai de vele meketisha, epikatele, epikanete, epinikete, ikotai. Let the chains break. Let the feathers break. Let the chains break. Devil, lose your grip. Let the chains break. Back chains! Back chains! Back chains! Lose your grip! Sele kapai! Sele kapai! Sele kapai! Let saviors emerge! 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 Ikabale conte la bakai. Raise that hand. Raise it, raise it, raise it. Yeah. louder. Let the chains holding destiny give way, 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 give way. A complete capability, a plate of capability, a plate of capability, Piro Sukai. In Jesus' name we are praying. I hear the Lord say, Israel is my firstborn. Let Israel go that he may serve me. Katele mokai de motise bele. Impa kapiton teke bele. By a mark of fire, you are stepping into your prophetic destiny. You are stepping into your rightful place. You are entering your ordination. You are entering your ordination. You are entering your ordination by a mark of fire. Ole kai de menekeshi. A hind let loose. It's the black catepenis. Riikineme. Embenikusi blente benitise. E cambre telebeti. Eh. 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 Lose them. And let them go. Amen. Amen. Now listen. One of the things. Listen. One of the things that is happening in this meeting is the birthing of a new consciousness. All of a sudden, you become more conscious. This is who I am. There's a consciousness. You will step out with a new level of audacity. There are many of you who have songs in your spirit that you have not sung because the consciousness is not there yet. Many of you have your God-given assignment. You are just not aware. Oh, the veil is taken off. 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 And there is a new awareness. Ekapatekai da badakai. Ekembrati sike. Suliman de keide motai. Zelemon de bli kikis. Hey. I'm hearing a name, Julius. I'm hearing a name, Julius. Julius, if you are here, run out. I don't know you. Ekata la batai. Ele cambre fedishete bedekete. Elam bataka tele. Is it the only one? Ekambre vende ketitis. Elanai da bravande kerose vende. Evende keni zimvende kebonai. Come on, come on, come on. There's a new fire coming upon your life so you can be rightly positioned. You are long overdue for a new phase. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Some things will not proceed once a new awareness comes. There's a new awareness, a new awareness. Lift your hands where you stand. By a mark of, I heard the word, all things are becoming new. all things. Fire of the Holy Ghost. All things new. Pay attention to that word. All things are new. There's something God is doing in this guy. Now, listen. Listen. Everyone, wherever you are, lift your hands. Lift that hand. Lift it up loud and clear. Say it loud and clear. Lord Jesus. Say it again loud and clear. Lord Jesus. Today, I receive a new consciousness of my prophetic destiny. Today, I align to the price required for my destiny to emerge. I pay attention to the demands of my consecration. I yield to your demands of me. I receive the grace to pray. To pray more. To fast. To fast more. To study. To study more. I understand that your plan for me is to be a savior. Imagine with power. I refuse to be powerless. Therefore, I receive power. Ekabane simble tekai and dunamo kaibetes power. Raise that sound, raise it. Ela kai the friend, hey, yeah. Let there be a stirring of the water. Let there be a stirring of the water. Let there be a stirring of the water. Soak in. Pray with dryness. Soak in. I command. Oh. Oh, yes. Now, look up, everyone. Look up. Look up. There are some of you who are long overdue for the next phase of God's plan for you. You will no longer be held down by the gravitational pull of the flesh. You will no longer be held down by unhealthy patterns. Because the set time to favor Zion has come. There is always an appointed time. And some of you know quite well as I speak that yes, this is me. This is me. There's a new face. You can see it in your visions. It's coming to your heart. Emi orun sokale ko wa pe waro Emi orun sokale ko wa pe waro so we go pure Emi Ai Kai Kai, let me pass it on. Take care of you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody, except for those under the anointing, if you can stand, please be on your feet. I perceive that there is a very strong grace. Come upon your life. Very, very strong grace. Very, very strong grace. Pastor, this your daughter is carrying. Heavy weight. Don't be afraid. Release the sound. Is that clear? Some things we think are for later are for now. And some things we think are for now are for later. You stay with God to know what is for now and for later. There is a sound people should drink from. Release it. Is that clear? Don't hold back. I rebuke the spirit of fear. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Listen. In the book of Joel, chapter number 2, the Bible started with a very strong word. It said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. She carries a trumpet sound. You will raise a sound for me. Now listen. What is going to happen as she raises the sound is that callings and altars that have been covered with dust, suddenly there will be a wind and they will be revealed again. Is that clear? And transaction can take place again. Just by the Spirit, raise a sound. Give her the mic. Let me give her good volume. Lift your hands, everyone. Fix your gaze on Jesus and pray in the Holy Ghost. Tell them, O Katai. Hey. We invoke calling. Let transaction begin again. We invoke calling. Yes, 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 yes. The Lord has not moved on. Consciousness and awakening. Awake, 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 awake. From today, it is going to be an ocean. Is that clear? Grace is released to bed sound that will shift the course for a generation. Fire! It will not stop. No one can tame the flow. It will not stop. Out of your belly flows rivers of living water. Hey, Shakata Balaga. Where's? Just brought that to my heart. Give her the mic. Let her raise the sound. Raise the sound. Lift your hands, everyone.
We call him Jehovah Nissia, Alabara Giga, Baba Miolo, Papara, Obaton Pobate, Obaton Shishai Janu, Oba Nisiara, Oba Labala, Kabi, 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 Eru, Jajajajajajaja, Leti Okukupa, Ah, Kini Wue, Ajuda, Alabala, Tonsonia, Yero, Ilelion, Elohim, Yeshua, Yahweh, I
have breaking off from within you a new stream. It will not stop flowing by the finger of the Lord. Sound to nations. Sound to nations. Sound to nations. A new flavor of the Spirit. It will not stop. It will not stop. Now listen. Look up, everyone. That which God has intended in his heart, no devil can stop it. Listen, you are imagined as a man of war. Are you following what I'm saying here? God is equipping you, and you will not fear unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you spotless. Brace up yourself. The journey is far.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.